This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There's absolutely no legitimate reason why they would not want to have people watching this process, because if it's straight, they should be proud of it. Instead, they're trying, obviously, to commit fraud. It's not a question of who wins, Republican, Democrat, Joe, myself. We can't let that happen to our country. There's been a lot of shenanigans, and we can't stand for that in our country.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President.
President Trump made several false statements attacking the integrity of the election.
In addition to the presidential seal being slapped on that lectern behind me, there probably ought to be a Surgeon General warning. What you're about to hear from the President of the United States may not be in line with the facts.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What a sad night for the United States of America to hear their president say that.
So we all knew he would do this. What I didn't know is that he would hurt so much.
I mean, I'm not an emotional person. And I'm having trouble kind of keeping it together after listening to the President of the United States saying what he just said.
That is the President of the United States, like an obese turtle on his back, flailing in the hot sun, realizing his time is over.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You have a group of corrupt people who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency.
The allegations of wrongdoing makes the Carter Page warrant application look on the up and up.
We have a lot of information coming that you'll see that will shake even you people up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. My name is Howie Carr. I am not a snowflake. I will not have a breakdown today, unlike those people you just heard in the intro. Snowflakes, buckle up. Buck up, buttercup. Come on. Morning glories, they fade when the sun comes out.
It's so embarrassing. They're supposed to be uplifting people. These are entertainment shows, some of them. At least Stephen Colbert used to be. And he's crying and wearing all black.
Are there going to be any fact checks tonight when that magic moment arrives and Dementia Joe goes up onto the stage in Wilmington, Delaware? Will he be wearing a mask? You know, will he declare victory tonight, or will he say that let's let the process play itself out? I don't know, because I'm not going to be watching it.
I got
better things to do. I got to fold some laundry.
You don't strike me as a folding laundry kind of guy. You strike me as more of like a just drop it in the drawer.
I do sometimes fold laundry.
Wow. The more you know. It's so crazy to me that they're the same people, and I'm not the first one by any means to make this point. It was on a lot of different tweets over the past couple days. The same people who spent 4 years pushing this Russian hoax are now in such a rush. They wanted to get to the bottom of every nook and cranny of Trump's life. And they're in such a rush to say this is baseless. That's what the Boston Globe and the Washington Post called these voter frauds. It is debunked. There is no evidence.
That's one of their favorite words, is debunked, except for when it comes to, as you say, the Russian collusion hoax or the Ukrainian collusion hoax. And the Joe Biden influence peddling, that's debunked. We all know that.
Years and years and big money, your money spent on all of these wild, what are they called, goose chases?
Wild goose chases.
And nothing to show for it. And now we have video of people messing with ballots, and that's not enough. It's don't believe what's in front of your eyes. But I do have to make a comment about these reporters who are getting all choked up on the air, Howie, because one time in my life, I was going through a breakup, and I said to my, I went out that night, and my brother and his girlfriend were going to take me out on the town.
Yeah.
And my brother said to me, how you doing? Because it happened that day. And I said,
I remember you took an early slide that day.
And I said, I'm okay. And he said to me, I know it's tough, but Grace, don't let anyone see you crying in your soup. And I said, I'm not gonna. And I'm thinking of these people, and I'm like, did nobody ever tell them?
He could have also told you there's too many fish in the sea, as the old song goes.
But it's like, have in life, you don't get a lot sometimes, but you have your pride. If you go out on TV weeping about an election.
Well, that's the way it is. We do have news from Michigan that we just mentioned. The Michigan Republican Party just said they've discovered a glitch.
Yeah, I saw that.
Glitch.
There's a glitch in the system.
A software glitch. And 6,000 Donald Trump votes were recorded for Joe Biden. They've fixed it now. 47 counties in Michigan are using the same software that produced the glitch. And one of the texters said, we just mentioned in the last hour, why do the glitches never benefit Republicans? They only benefit corrupt Democrats. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Can I just tell people, there's no such thing as glitches, okay? That is an excuse that older people, boomers, use when they can't send an email correctly. They say, oh, there must have been a glitch, it didn't go through. It just means you didn't click send. You didn't click upload.
So this is, so it goes on, the counting of the ballots, if you call them ballots, or whatever they're counting in these rotten boroughs, as the Brits used to call corrupt electoral districts. The rotten borough count continues here, and we just got to see if we can get this to court. We're going to have a discussion about another option. This is a sort of a nuclear option, but it's certainly permissible under the Constitution. Let me restate that. It's not a nuclear option. It's just it's a constitutional option. And I think at this moment in time, we ought to be thankful once again how
brilliant,
wise the founding fathers were, that they put in all these checks and balances into the Constitution. And you know, it's almost as if they knew that someday there would be this kind of rampant corruption in the land. And the Republic has survived all these 233 years, and it's thanks to them. And we owe them a debt of gratitude never repay.
It's like they had a vision of Nancy Pelosi in the future, and they thought, we need to avoid this.
I think if they'd had a vision of Nancy Pelosi, they would have gone home and killed themselves.
Oh my gosh. By the way, Howie, I have to read this tweet because the Democrats have very short memories. We know that. Listen to this tweet.
What's that about?
Trump should not, this is a quote, Trump should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out. And eventually, I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and we are as focused and relentless as the other side is. Do you know who said that?
Who?
Hillary Clinton, except it wasn't Trump. It was Biden who she was talking about. They were just telling us a month ago that no matter what, Joe Biden shouldn't concede.
617 says, glitches get stitches.
Amen.
Yes, that's true. Incidentally, if anybody in Michigan can direct us to, we've got a new oldest voter in Michigan who's still on the rolls. The Detroit Free Press is reporting that they have discovered on the Wayne County electoral roster rolls a guy who was born in 1823. It's a long, so he could be the father of the guy that we talked about yesterday, who was born in 1850.
Do you think he's a blonde like you?
Probably.
At this point,
he was going to fight in the Civil War, but they said, "Ah, you're too old." And now he's still voting. It's amazing. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he voted for Joe Biden.
That's a good one. He was gonna fight in the Civil War. I like that, Howie. By the way, guys, Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. It is almost it is almost time for you people in New England. I mean, we're in Florida, but I will be heading back there at some point. There is snow and it's coming. It's time for a new Fisher snowplow or spreader from Tuck's Trucks. They have Fisher plows for every brand, GMC, Ford, Chevy, Ram, Toyota. And they don't just sell it, and they install it and they service the plows, so you don't have to do any work. Check out TuckstrucksGMC.com or visit them in Hudson, Mass. We've been there before. Or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK.
All right. I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded once again of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city for whatever reasons. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. It's right off the highway. Very quick access, easy access. When I got inside, I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, some of these new protocols actually make it a more pleasant experience to have them work on your mouth and your perfect smile. To see for yourself and get your own perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You can also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Boone's Fish House and Oyster Room on the Portland waterfront. For amazing wood-grilled meats and seafood, visit the home of the baked stuffed lobster, Boone's, Portland.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Cape Gunworks Range and Gun Shop. Looking for something to do inside this fall? Get to Cape Gunworks and check their state-of-the-art gun range. Cape Gunworks in Hyannis and at CapeGunworks.com. It's a great place. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be watching Joe Biden's speech tonight?
No. N-O.
Are you sure?
Under no circumstances.
Positive?
Positive.
96% say no.
There's a Cheesecake Factory near the hotel I'm staying at, and I might go there.
Yeah.
Instead.
844-500-4242. 978 says the lesson of this election is hide your total number. Don't tell them how many votes you've got so they won't know how many they've got to steal. We should, you know, somebody, Republicans, honest people, should have learned that 60 years ago from Illinois results when JFK was running against Nixon. The downstate Republicans put in their votes totals early. They had like a 8,000-10,000 vote lead. So Daley, Mayor Daley of Chicago, the first Mayor Daley, knew how many he had to steal, and he went out and did it. And that was JFK's presidency. All right.
Speaking of JFK, is there a place people could read about him and maybe his family?
Yeah, they could. They could read the story of Kennedy Babylon, a century of scandal and depravity. Two volumes, not one, but two volumes, 600 pages of scandal, dirt, gossip, and pictures you've probably never seen before.
That would be a good read for this weekend, to just decompress from the news. I think that's a big part of what's happening right now.
Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store to get those books.
People are on Twitter. I was talking to Jared about this today. People are on Twitter and they're watching these. They're still watching CNN and MSNBC and Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper, and they're getting all worked up. Nothing's happened yet. No one's been declared the president. And even if ABC or Fox says that someone's the president, that doesn't make it so. The other thing I wanted to say, Howie, is that I've been getting a lot of people reaching out to me asking me what you think, you know, where does everything stand? And one of my neighbors, I think her parents listened to the show, she texted me and she was, you know, feeling a little down about the whole thing. And I said, you have to keep the faith. And then she said to me, I'm just afraid if he doesn't concede, they'll start calling him a dictator. And I said, start? Girl, where have you been? They have been calling him Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. Who am I missing, Howie?
Probably Pol Pot, too, although, yeah, anybody who's been a genocidal maniac over the last millennium.
4 years they've been calling him that. So sticks and stones, guys, we don't care about that anymore. And I really feel that way. I just want to win now. I don't care what they say about us.
I want to mention, though, Michigan may have the oldest person on the voting rolls, but there's a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania today. There are at least 21,000 dead people on the voting rolls. That's filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation in the voting rolls. At least 9,200 have been dead for 5 years. About 2,000 have been dead for at least 10 years. And 197 registrants have been dead for at least 20 years. And in exit polls, 99% of them voted for Joe Biden on Tuesday.
And who was the guy from Pennsylvania who said Trump has to put on his big boy pants?
I believe that was Mayor Kenney from Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. I also wanted to talk a little bit about and I don't know how much time exactly I have, Howie, but there was a call yesterday that was leaked, and it was a Democrat caucus conference call.
House Democrat.
The House, yes. And they basically were discussing how far left the party had gone. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because AOC is getting very upset by these claims. She does not think that the progressive should be blamed for a lot of the disappointments from the blue wave.
Apparently, defund the police didn't really work out as a good slogan for the down ballot Democrats.
A lot of Democrats are saying, you guys need to stop saying socialism. You need to stop saying defund the police. And AOC is coming back and she's pushing back. So Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pushed back against fellow Democrats, blaming their losses in the House of Representatives on left-wing politicians and policies like the Green New Deal, saying there was no compelling evidence for that line of attack. So now they're getting blamed. Democrats are getting blamed for baseless accusations. There are folks running around on TV blaming progressivism for Dem underperformance, she said. And she says that she looked at those candidates who are blaming progressives and found that almost all had awful execution on digital during a pandemic. So she is blaming...
She's an expert on everything. She understands the global warming and how we're all going to be dead in 10 years. She understands the voting dynamics in the state of Missouri, which I'll bet she's never been to once in her life. What did she say?
This was a recent tweet that I just saw before I came in here. This is again AOC. Is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future?
Complicity.
I foresee decent probability of many deleted tweets, writings, photos in the future. Now, this is a
trend. What is it? The Truth and Reconciliation Commission? Isn't that what Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton, isn't that what he's been talking about? A Truth and Reconciliation Commission. How very Orwellian.
It gets worse.
A name.
Someone named Michael Simon, I do not know who he is. He said, yes, we are. The Trump Accountability Project. Every administration staffer, campaign staffer, bundler, lawyer who represented them, everyone. Now Stephen Miller tweeted back to this man and said, former Obama bros putting political enemies on lists. You guys are really leaning into the brand. Isn't this so scary, though? It's a trend I keep seeing on Twitter where Democrats are saying, we'll consider forgiving you guys for voting for Trump. And Sonny Hostin from the News said
really?
Something along those lines.
Oh, there were 70 million votes for Donald Trump. 70 million.
And they still don't get it. And Andrew Yang was on, I think it was CNN, and he made that point. He said, if 68 million people do something, we should try to understand it.
That's okay, Andrew. You don't have to try to understand me. It's all right.
But at least he's trying.
Just leave me alone, okay?
Howie, I wanted to mention this really quick because this is an interesting story. Remember that ex-ABC producer who was blamed for the Amy Robach leaked Epstein tape? She was camera saying...
Yeah, we had the goods on Epstein, but they didn't want to go after him because they're crooked and corrupt. They're ABC News.
Because they wanted to get the interview with William and Kate,
right,
the prince. She is now suing for $10 million. She's saying she was scapegoated and that she's not to blame for the leaked tape. So maybe ABC will get hit with that big chunk.
That's good. I'm Howie Carr. If you were thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, you can have guests for the holidays without the shame of pet stains and odors. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they are gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpets and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. Need a holiday gift for a pet owner? They will love Genesis 950. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Remember Nixon used to be the world's worst person because he had an enemies list? Remember that? Now they're openly contemplating who's going to be on their enemies list and what they're going to do to Trump supporters. Times change, huh? Guess depends on whose ox is being gored, as they say. Okay, there is a website, revolver.news. I'm just discovering it. They say they're going to be the new Drudge Report, and it's really got a great story that I noticed yesterday by Darren Beatty. And the headline is, "The vote has been hopelessly contaminated. Republican state legislatures must now move to appoint pro-Trump electors." It's really an interesting story. I didn't know this, but I guess I should read the Constitution more carefully. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution says, quote, "Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors," meaning it's ultimately up to the legislatures of the several states, as they say, to come up with the electors who go to the Electoral College and actually cast the votes. And Darrell Beatty, why is this a significant part of the Constitution at this moment in time?
Well, it's significant because it's really a last effort. It's the kind of last resort that we have, if necessary, if all of the relevant personnel and institutions don't undertake fair audits of the vote, of the election, if it's not clear that all legal votes are being counted, no more, no less, the state legislators in these Republican states have the authority to seat pro-Trump electors. And that is a huge leverage point that needs to be thought about very seriously if it gets to the stage where it looks like they're just not budging in terms of allowing a fair audit of a whole host of irregularities that we're seeing in key states.
Republicans, I'm reading now from your story, Darren, Republicans have total legislative control in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona. So the only state where there are problems that they don't control legislatively is Nevada. So Republicans could, in the legislatures, could just move right in, and Trump could still win and overcome all these all this fraud that's going on.
Right, right. It would be a drastic move. It's across the Rubicon move in a fair system, a fair and functioning system. Something like this probably shouldn't be necessary, but it is an approach that's available to us in the Constitution. And politically, I think there's an obligation to do it if it looks like they're going through with this steal.
Yeah. Now, since you posted this last night on Revolver.News, the Pennsylvania Republican legislative leadership has announced today that they're not going to step in. They're not going to make the move. But, you know, I mean, you couldn't expect. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me, because basically, as an apparatus, the GOP is just as interested in Trump leaving office as the Democrats are. And, you know, you in a situation like this, in a crisis moment, you need everyone on board and ready and willing for the fight. And unfortunately, the GOP attitude just isn't like this. And so I think everyone, the actual voters who are potentially being disenfranchised by this election, I know there's the natural tendency to direct anger toward the left, toward the Democrat machine, but they're going to do what they're going to do irrespective of what we're doing. It's our job to make sure that they're not able to go through this deal. And that's why I think for anyone who wants to protest, for everyone who wants to, you know, get up and do something about it, they need to direct their complaints and their energy toward the Republicans who are not doing what they need to do to stop this.
Yeah, you know, I guess in most states you'd have to call an emergency session of the legislature to rewrite the laws. I guess that's certainly what would happen in Pennsylvania, because that's why that's the out they're giving themselves, that we can't rewrite the law. But they have the right to rewrite the law. And you know, do you think they're more worried about the political fallout or just the physical fallout of being like tracked down by these thugs that have been operating in the streets of the major cities over the last few years? I get the feeling there a lot of these people might be concerned about their physical safety if they tried to exercise their constitutional rights.
Maybe. I think generally speaking, just the GOP, the whole apparatus, the GOP, you're either one of these three adjectives: stupid, weak, corrupt. And that's the way it is, and that's why they're not able to really undertake these fights and play for keeps. You know, that's the big problem that we have on the right, is we have a formidable enemy of this huge system of big tech oligarchs, of the media, military industrial complex, and we have precious few people on our side willing and able to play for keeps. And in this crisis moment, this is precisely the kind of time where either you play for keeps, you put everything, you don't leave anything on the table, you go all out, or you lose. And that's a decision point we're in right now. And unfortunately, a lot of the GOP, the operatives, the Senate, across the board, you're just not getting the fight that you need right now.
Why aren't more people talking about this, Darren Beatty? I mean, I it's being bandied about on talk radio and a few networks, but it's not getting a lot. Most people still don't understand the options here, and I don't hear many Trump voters talking about this. Why is that?
Right. Well, I think a lot of it is just education. I mean, I don't know how many people have been writing about it other than at Revolver.News, and we have a whole host of articles basically on how the president, how his team, how Trump supporters need to navigate this crisis period between Election Day and Inauguration Day. There's a series of articles. One of them lists a number of things to do. It's not just the legislature thing. I think it's very important for your listeners to know, perhaps the most important aspect right now is the narrative war going on. The other side wants to do everything it can to sediment the narrative that Biden is the president-elect.
Right.
And
that's what the speech is all about tonight, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Once they're able to sediment the narrative that Biden is the legitimate president-elect, what's going to happen, and it might seem subtle, but it's actually a profound change. Once they sediment that, and it's going to be a full court press, then anything that Trump does in order to ensure that all legal votes are counted and no more will be reinterpreted as some kind of illegitimate coup attempt. And that's why it's very important, this narrative aspect, to preempt this sedimentation and get out that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president-elect, not by a long shot, not until we ensure that every legal vote is counted, no more, no less.
Let me repeat this for those of you who are just tuning in. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution says, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors. That means that the legislature has the ultimate authority to select who is going to vote in the Electoral College. And the reason this is significant this year is because all of the states where the apparently fraudulent vote counts are going on are controlled by Republican legislatures. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, and Arizona. Do you have any word on whether any of these legislative leaders, or not to mention the rank and file, are getting any pushback from their constituents to make this move, to cross the Rubicon, as you say?
I don't know. All I know is that Pennsylvania has demonstrated unwillingness to do so. I think we just need to amp up the pressure. One advantage of these people being so weak is that pressure actually works on them. So the more they get pressured, the more people understand that this is an option, push for it, demand it, the more likely we are to make sure that every legal vote is counted fairly and that voters are enfranchised for this election. I think Trump should also consider using his leverage. He is the most influential person in the Republican Party. He can threaten people who don't get in line and say, look, if you don't step in line and fight for me right now, after all he's done for the GOP, he'll just go scorched earth on them, campaign against them, make sure every single one is primaried, hold people accountable. I think Trump and his allies should be really holding these people's feet to the fire to make sure they do the right thing and the brave thing.
Yeah, I've thought about this for a while, and I think there would be a real political risk for these guys to go against that 93% of their Republican constituents who voted for Trump, not to mention all the millions of Democrats who voted for Trump. And, if this option exists to prevent him from being overthrown, shall we say, or ejected from office in a kind of a coup, stolen ballot, stolen election, I think they would be at risk not to take advantage of this opportunity. It's really an interesting story. We'll tweet it. We'll tweet it out. We tweeted it out last night. We'll tweet it out again so people can read it. It's Article 2 of the Constitution. It's at revolver.news. Darren Beatty, thank you. Thanks for writing the story, and thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. We appreciate it. If you haven't watched Bill O'Reilly's money message by going to howiecarshow.com and clicking on the Bill O'Reilly banner, then do it today, right now. One network refused to run it because of its, quote, conservative nature, unquote. That's outrageous. So we are doing all we can to get the message out to you. It's important now more than ever to look at where your money is and not put your head in the sand. Bill O'Reilly is calling Oxford Club chief investment strategist Alexander Green one of the nation's top financial minds. They square off in this controversial money message. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. See O'Reilly and Green as they discuss why nearly 2,000 Americans are becoming millionaires daily, and how you can dramatically increase your wealth as well. Through a special discount offer, you'll also receive a copy of O'Reilly's United States of Trump best-selling book. Supplies are limited and disappearing fast, so act today. HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today. HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you today in part by Old New England Soap. Try the new Woodwick Soy candles that burn for up to 100 hours. There are great scents that will make your home smell fantastic. Visit oldnesoap.com.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. It's an interesting option, isn't it? Going to the legislatures and the Republican-controlled legislatures, and it's like the founding fathers gave us a way out of this morass. It's almost like they could anticipate the sort of corruption that would occur 233 years later after the Constitution. So we thank our founding fathers for giving us this option. Whether it will be taken or not, well, you know your local Republican legislators. We'll take a few calls here. Cruz, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cruz.
Yeah, Howie, listen. If Trump loses this election, the guy to blame is William Barr. William Barr should have called Obama to testify for a coup and bring him Joe Biden together. Him and Obama, they tried a coup on Trump.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in William Barr myself, the Attorney General. I mean, I wish too that John Durham could have come up with something. The U.S. Attorney in Connecticut, who was in charge of handling the Russia hoax investigation. I mean, he gets one FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, to plead guilty, but that didn't really have any lasting impact on the election. Yeah, I don't know, Cruz. He tried his best, but all these guys were really up against it. There were reports today that Trump was planning on firing the Defense Secretary Esper, CIA boss Gina Haspel, who was definitely involved in the early part of the coup effort back in 2016 when she was the London station chief, and that he also might fire Chris Wray today. I mean, he had another reason to fire Chris Wray. Chris Wray was the recommendation of Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. He was Chris Christie's lawyer in the Bridgegate scandal a few years back. And now Chris Christie is running around stabbing Trump in the back again, saying, why is he making these allegations that there was voter fraud when he has no proof? Just get rid of Wray. I wish he'd gotten rid of Wray today. Thanks for the call, Cruz. Brasolino, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brasolino.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, yes. Is this Howie?
Yeah, this is Howie.
Howie, how are you? My name is Brasolino. I have a question for you regarding, I have dual citizenship, American and Italian.
Yeah.
I send in my vote from Italy, certified mail. Checked with my parents that they never received my vote.
What you did you
I'm
send
here
it to
New York, Long Island?
Did you send it to city? Did you send it to the state or Long Island county officials, or did you send it to your parents?
No. I sent it to my parents. My parents sent it over in Long Island, New York.
What did they mail it?
Certified mail. They never received it.
There's just way too much of this going on, Brasolino. If it makes you feel any better, though, the Republicans did pretty well in the congressional fights on Long Island, and they ousted that guy Max Rose on Staten Island, and I think a lot of the Democrats got hurt. Guess who they were using? Guess who the Republicans were using in their campaign literature in New York, Brasolino? De Blasio.
Who were they using?
I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer for you, Brasolino. Keep watching the show, though. Willard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Willard.
Thank you, Howie. I wanted to bring up, and I've been trying to get a message out everywhere, and it goes nowhere. But Hillary, about a month ago, told Biden not to concede under any circumstances.
Right.
And nobody's brought that up. You know her fingerprints are behind every bit of this. That they had all this stuff to interfere in the states that were vital to Trump. And as you see, it's only going in for the president, not the legislators or anything.
Right. It's an amazing thing that all these Biden votes that are coming in after the polls closed, they're only affecting the presidential race. None of the, well, a handful of legislative races have been turned around, but very, very few. And so it's really amazing that all these mail-in voters, the only thing they cared about was the presidential election. I think Willard, Rush Limbaugh mentioned today on his show, and I think there's something to this, that that the reason Hillary Clinton said that to Biden was that in retrospect, she feels that she never should have conceded the day after the 2016 election, that she should have fought it out and tried to basically inundate the electoral processes, especially in these swing states that Trump is now behind in, that she lost by fairly narrow margins. Of course, she was a terrible candidate, and everybody knows that, and she didn't go to Wisconsin, and I think she only sent Chelsea Clinton, her daughter, to Detroit to campaign. You know, Chelsea is going to really be a vote turner outer in a working class or a black neighborhood. You know, come on. So it was, as they say in Shakespeare, you know, sometimes, dear Brutus, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. And it wasn't Trump's fault that Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election. That's for sure. But she definitely told him not to concede under any circumstances. 844-500-4242. Stay strong, everybody. Keep the faith. I'm Howie Carr. Talking about ED isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it with a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. ED used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie.